Biden admin using parole to import thousands of migrants into the country. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on February 23, 2022. President Joe Biden's administration is using the little-known, small-scale, emergency parole process to allow many thousands of migrants to enter the country. But a judge in Texas may force officials to shut this gateway through the nation's borders. Parole is an immigration procedure that grants certain non-citizens permission to enter the country under certain circumstances, such as a passenger with a heart attack on an international flight that's passing over a U.S. airport. Parole is supposed to be very limited authority, given exceptional circumstances for people that have emergent medical needs, or are needed to testify in criminal proceedings, that sort of thing. Andrew Arthur, resident fellow in law and policy for the Center for Immigration Studies, told Breitbart News. The Biden administration, however, has expanded the use of parole beyond any recognizable point. It is now regularly using it to simply release illegal migrant and various other people into the United States, he said. Most recently, Biden has used the parole process to allow thousands of migrants from Afghanistan entry into the United States. Under Operation Allies Welcome, roughly 65,000 Afghan migrants have been allowed entry into the United States following Biden's botched withdrawal from the country. Biden's admission of thousands of Afghan migrants is in lockstep with his immigration policy of bringing in as many migrants as possible. Biden's administration also accepts advance parole applications for DACA recipients. Under advance parole, certain non-citizens receive permission to re-enter the U.S. after temporarily traveling abroad. This allows DACA illegals to leave the U.S., then return as a legal visitor who is eligible for getting a green card. U.S. Federal Court Judge Matthew Kaczmarek criticized the parole process, saying, "Parole does create affirmative benefits for aliens such as work authorization." Kaczmarek recently stopped Biden's radical immigration agenda when he ordered Biden to stop releasing immigrants in the U.S. He ordered Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to either detain migrants or re-implement the migrant protection protocols, commonly known as the Remain in Mexico policy. Thanks to Kaczmarek's ruling, Biden must send migrants back to Mexico while their asylum cases are pending instead of allowing them to enter the country. Biden's border chief, Alejandro Mayorkas, has also allowed tens of thousands of southern migrants into the United States under the parole procedures. "And the parole authority is really the main issue in Texas versus Biden, the MPP case," Arthur said. What both Judge Kaczmarek and the three-judge panel over the Fifth Circuit found is that DHS doesn't have the authority to simply release on parole every alien that it can't detain in lieu that they can't take return to Mexico off the table. Biden also uses parole to admit the children of illegal immigrants via the Central American Minor, CAM, program. Former President Donald Trump ended the program. As Breitbart News reported, the Central American Minor Program allows certain migrants from El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras to petition the government to resettle their children in the United States. The migrants must have pending U visas or asylum requests, and their child must be under 21 and unmarried to comply with the law. Arthur explained that there is no statutory authority for the CAM program, so Biden is using parole in lieu of any other authority. Arthur said, "We do have a refugee program, subject to very tight limits, but CAM exists outside of the refugee program. And in order to be admitted or allowed into the United States, every foreign national has to have a visa or other permission to enter the country. And in the case of those people, there is no authority. They're not eligible for immigrant visas. They're not coming in on a non-immigrant visa. So which is why the Trump administration, you know, simply ended it because it was done without statutory authority." Pro-migration lobbies are also pushing Biden and Mayorkas to admit more migrants, including refugees, under the parole procedure. However, Texas and a coalition of seven conservative states have sued Biden in federal court to prevent him from using the program.